WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively taking the show out on the road. We're going to be at Pappas on the 29th with Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman. Also going to be joined by our former longtime producer, Ray Bachman, on our 25th anniversary. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, scratching them off. They're celebrating 50 years. We're celebrating 25 years. We'll also be at Fadley's on the 15th of September with Coppin State head basketball coach Larry Stewart, my old pal Stu, as well as Coppin State president Dr. Anthony Jenkins, who is a repeat offender to this program. We'll be doing that at Fadley's at the old Lexington Market. Also going on in September, not just an Oriole pennant race, not just the Ravens going to play some football, but we also have the National Kidney Foundation doing their annual kidney walk, and it's happening actually the same day the Ravens season begins. It is on September the 10th. It is during the day that day, so if you're not going to the Ravens game, and they're going to beat Houston anyway, we all know that. Lamar's going to get us off to a good start. We hope that you participate. I love telling these stories. This young man doesn't know that my wife is a two-time bone marrow transplant survivor from 10 years ago, but he is a kidney transplant survivor. This happened at a very young age. Young, talented musician. Wait a minute, when they send me this kid and he's spinning tunes and he looks the part. I mean, he looks like a DJ I'm going to hire. But more than that, you're wearing an old school throwback Dr. J Road Red 6 or 6. I said, I got to have that guy on. He is the young Fresh Prince. I remember the old Fresh Prince, who I also had on this program about 30 years ago. We welcome him in to talk about all things kidney transplant and the walk. First off, man, how's the music career going, man? It's 17 years old. You got your whole life in front of you to play this music, man.
What's going on? So I am young Fresh Prince. Music is going good. You know, I dabbled in producing a little bit. You know, as you said, from the lottery, they're celebrating 50 years. Fun fact, we're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. Not too long ago, on August 11th, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of hip-hop.
You know, I know about these things because I remember Run DMC from back in the day and Sugar Hill Gang. Actually, at some point, we were supposed to have one of the Sugar Hill Gang members on. I'm holding out hope that that will happen at some point. But so when you're 17 and you celebrate 50 years of hip hop, and I hear that you've worked with the guys from Naughty by Nature, because I remember when OPP came out. You know, I remember Hip Hop Array came out. I was a DJ. My hair's not as good as yours, but I got pretty good hair. Let me let my hair down here, and I'll show you. I got a little bit of rock and roll going in here. So back in the day, when like Naughty by Nature in the 90s, when all that stuff was coming out, I was spinning tunes too. You know, before you were around.
I'm getting like a New Kids on the Block type of thing there.
Me?
Yeah.
No. It's not by level. If I let it out, it's more Paul Stanley Kiss, maybe 81. Yeah. It's more 80s hair than it is anything. Yeah, it's 80s rock. I'm a Hammerjacks guy back in the day. So when a young guy like you talks hip hop, and the whole world is your oyster, right? Everything Jay-Z, anything current. What's your flavor? What is a 17-year-old young DJ? What appeals to you to want to spin?
See, I love the classics. You know, I grew up listening to the classics like the Fat Boys and Dan and Dane. You know what I'm saying? Like, my first hip hop song that I ever knew was The Fat Boys Are Back. So I used to be beatboxing and beating on drums and pretending like I'm, you know, Kuroski and Prince Marky D. And so I always grew up with hip hop and Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh. And so,
see, that's my era. Like, how can a 17? But you know what? I see people your age, and I'm more of a rock guy. Everybody that listens knows that. But I see young people into whatever, the Chili Peppers, the Stones, Springsteen, whatever your music is, that it is touching the next generation. It warms my soul to think that you're mentioning all of this music that I grew up on.
Yeah, it's crazy how a 17-year-old kid can know all this music in his head, because I still get comments like, how do you know all this music? And I just grew up on it. Like, Slick Rick, I know all the words, The Chosen Story, and all of this. It's crazy.
So do you listen to current stuff or no?
I listen to current stuff. I listen to Lil Baby, Drake, all of them. I listen to all of that.
Okay, so you are current. Listen, I have you on to talk about the miracle that you are. I want to let you tell your story, because I can read from the press release and talk about your family and talk about your background, but you're healthy and you're giving back to something that you don't really have a recollection of, correct?
Yeah, so When I was born with Prion-Willi syndrome, which caused a kidney failure. And so when I was about 11 months old, my mother actually donated her kidney to me. So I have my mother's kidney inside of me right now.
That's
Yeah,
amazing.
I know that sounds wild, but it's wild.
Prion-Willi syndrome. I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to play one right now. So you have to tell me what Prion-Willi syndrome is all about.
I don't know too much of it. I remember my mom speaking of it, and it's a lot. I can't even remember what it was, but I know it's like serious.
Well, and it, for you, all these years later, you were how old? 11 months old? So all these years later, what is, I guess you don't know another life. Like I lost my finger when I was three, and people ask me all the time, what's it like to not have a finger? And I'm like, I was three, I'm 54, you know, like it's just the way it's always been. For you, any other medical things that get in your way all these years later, or are you, would anybody never know that it ever happened other than maybe a scar?
Well, yeah, I mean, they didn't even know. They really wouldn't know other than a scar, because literally, I got Prion, so I got scars on my stomach. And growing up, I had to go to the doctor's office multiple times out the year, get blood drawn and all of that. And so people wouldn't really know I had it until I explained it to them, like, oh yeah, I have this. So it's like, oh yeah, I just look like an ordinary kid,
Well,
you
then
know?
you show up on things like this, and when people ask, I guess you're spinning tunes and making people happy, and you've spun tunes all throughout the Mid-Atlantic region. I'm gonna let you talk about your DJ work and more about your love of music, but people wouldn't ask you unless you bring it up. But you clearly have brought attention to this. You're participating. You're giving back. You're trying to figure out the awareness, and obviously showing some gratitude for your own good fortune to have a mother that is donated and that everything worked out okay. My wife's life was saved by a man in Germany on the bone marrow registry. She was diagnosed in 2014 with leukemia and needed to go out on the registry. So I think it's different when it's your mom, but obviously for you to speak out about this, and this isn't your first kidney walk on September 10th. You've done this before, right?
I did it last year. I did it last year.
So tell me about the day. Invite everybody out and why this is important to you.
Oh, it's an amazing time. We go out, we have fun. There's different vendors out there. We celebrate kidney health. We celebrate with friends and family. And so it's a wonderful event. And then I'm also spinning records, and you can just laugh,
Oh,
dance.
hold on. You're the DJ of this thing?
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm seeing it's all coming together for me. It's at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. We call that UMBC here over in Catonsville. I call that the Ville, Young Prince. You can walk with everybody. Your walk builds hope for a future without suffering for every person in the fight. And if you're with the folks at the 2023 Maryland Kidney Walk, I'm reading right from the website because I'm good like that. You'll let others know they're not alone. Unable to attend because you're like you're going to the Ravens game, you got a tailgate or whatever. You can go out to kidneywalk.org/Maryland, learn about things. You can register. You could put a group together to. Do you have a group, Young
Yeah,
Prince?
I actually have a team. I got a team. We're a team, DJ Young Fresh Prince, and we're raising money up to $1,600.
Okay, so what do they have to do this? They have to just come in and dance and walk, basically, right?
Yeah, and if you can't come, you can still donate. And the link is in my bio on my Instagram at DJ Young Fresh Prince. So you can
Okay,
go
hold
on.
on. Let's say that again. You're going through the details. DJ Young Fresh Prince on Instagram.
Yep,
That's
DJ
home
Young.
base for you.
Yep.
All right. Well, I would encourage everybody to try to help out here and come out. How far is this walk? I got to know.
I don't even know, because I'll be spinning.
That's right, you're spinning. You're not even walking, man.
I get into my zone, and then once I get into my zone, I tune everything out, and I start
All right, so
hand.
this is a very important generational question because I've DJed hundreds of weddings, parties, bar mitzvahs. I did this back in the early 90s when my hair was long the first time. This is COVID hair. So are you DJing for the crowd there? Are you DJing for yourself, but thinking like they're gonna like the music I'm spinning?
I DJ for not only me but the crowd, because I can see what the crowd is feeling. I can get it, and I can feel off their energy and how they're feeling. And I like to spin everything, and so I could play a little bit of this and blend it with that, because I like to blend old with new, different genres together. So I can blend this with that, and then they'll go crazy.
Man, you kids DJing, let me tell you, and this isn't me just being old, all right? Because I'm sure your mother told you she walked uphill when it snowed 6 feet barefoot every day. But as a DJ, I would always say, I'll play for free. You're paying me to lug the equipment. And I went through this with my buddy Josh Levine, who did the show a couple months ago. He is a DJ, my Electra DJ. He's an awesome guy. Does a lot of bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs. And we were talking about this, about the equipment in 1993 that I had to lug these PV1502 speakers that weighed about 65 pounds each. And they were these giant crates, and I had to put them on these giant universal stands, and I had to pack all of these CDs. You know what a CD is?
I'm
just checking. I know you. I saw you spinning turntable, but I had to take all of these CDs in these toolboxes to weddings, parties, bar, like everywhere, bars. I did it everywhere, right? Music now, like, it's on the internet. You kind of, you know, if I come up and say to you, I want the 12-inch mix of Eighth Wonder's Sugar Hill, can you play it? You just like hit your little phone or your little gadget, and next thing you know, you're mixing that in with, I don't know, Run DMC, right? Or Beastie Boy, whatever I ask you to play, right? Basically.
Yep.
There's nothing I request that you can't play.
Unless it's like something that's an art, like a certain artist did, or like something that people don't really play because of a situation, then yeah.
I understand. I mean, I get that, but the world is your whole library. I guess my point is, somebody would come up and ask for something wacky, and I'd be like, I don't have that. So as a DJ, you never have to say, I don't have that. You say, I'm not playing that, but you have the ability to play. And that's way different than my day, where people come up with crazy requests. Then, like, maybe I would even want to honor, but you couldn't have every song.
Yeah, you can't have every song. And, you know, unfortunately, with DJing now, whenever I do parties, I play towards the people that pay me, the people that booked me for the show. And if, you know, they want to request, all right, cool. And if there is a song that somebody wants and it flows with what I'm doing, then yeah, I can add it in there. But if it's not flowing, then I can probably put it in later, but I can't put it on the next song. I can put it in there later.
So what's something you play every night, or a couple songs, or a mix that you make that you can look at me, right? You can see I'm not hip, but I'm relatively cool.
There, you almost there.
I'm trying. I don't want to be too hip, you know, because then you flame out when you get too hip. I was there 20 years ago. I was a little too hip and I flamed out. So tell me what you will play. Like, for what's going to be on the menu? People come out to the Kidney Walk on the 10th. They forget the Ravens game, or they just, you know, bet on their app and follow it along. And they're there to help you, help the National Kidney Foundation raise money, awareness. What is definitely going to be played that day?
I'm going to play everything. I'm going to play some Justin Timberlake.
My wife will like that.
DMC. All
right.
I'm going to play some. Let me see. Because, you know, for me, I like to grab maybe 15 songs from each genre, put it in a crate, and go. And I know
how to. Okay.
And so I like to put like maybe Justin Timberlake, some. Maybe Meghan Trainor, and I'll go new school, maybe some Lil Baby or a little bit of Drake. And then I'll take it back to like disco with some Bee Gees.
What?
And Fire. And then I can mix that in with some Rakim. You feel what I'm saying?
See, man, you said Bee Gees. I got to go get my Bee Gees belt buckle now. You're talking my language now, right?
Yeah, so I'll take it back there, and then I'll probably take it to some house because, you know, I'm from Chicago. So,
1977, right here, man, on the back of the Pacifica belt buckle. I collect these Pacifica belt buckles. So when you said Bee Gees, it gives me a chance to break it out, you know? So if I request, like, I'm just trying to figure out what I got here. Like, so if I request Stevie Wonder and I want to hear Sir Duke, will you mix that in?
Yeah, I can probably mix that in for you. I can mix that in for you.
Man, don't tell me, you know, if you don't have time for Stevie Wonder, I'm not coming. That's it.
We always got time for Stevie Wonder.
Oh, I'm just checking, man. I'm just checking. So last weekend, I'm trying to find all my proper belts here. So here's an example of what I did last week. I went to see Lionel Richie at CFG Bank Arena in Baltimore, and one of my favorite bands, Earth, Wind & Fire, opened up. So if I ask you to play a little Serpentine Fire or a little Fantasy or even September, you play some September for me, right?
Yeah, I'll play September because I remix September. I made a beat off in September, so I'm going to play September because it's in September, so why not play it when it's in September?
I love this kid. He is the DJ Young Fresh Prince. He is a kidney transplant recipient. He's got a hell of a story to tell about being 11 years old with this affliction that I don't understand he had, and he barely understands it. Prune Belly Syndrome. I got everybody out there Googling it right now. The big event is on the 10th of September. It is the National Kidney Foundation Kidney Walk. It happens every year. This year it's happening on the first day of Ravens season. It's special. It starts at 9 in the morning. So even if you're going to the game, you get there early on the way in. It's at UMBC, right in the circle at Catonsville, and the DJ will be there spinning. You know, your musical selections are making they're making my audience flock to Catonsville on the 10th because you're playing some good music, man. So where else can people come out and catch you? And I get you play private parties. I mean, you played a lot of different. You played up in New Jersey. You get hired out, man.
Yeah, I played in Jersey with KG and Vin Rock from Naughty by Nature. That was a real blessing. They invited me out to do their virtual hyperdrylic event, like metaverse. They had a whole metaverse room. And so I opened up for them. They had like a meta concert. And so it was really cool. And so
everybody loved Naughty by Nature today. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Everybody loves them. So you hang out with them, you're hanging out with a good crew.
Yeah, it's a blessing. It's a blessing because I remember like years ago, me and my dad, we used to be singing to Feel Me Flow and OPP and all of that. And I made
one. Yeah, you know me. Yeah.
Yeah, I made one video and I posted it on Instagram and I made a blend with Naughty. And then like weeks later, they saw it and I was like, cool, that's cool. And then my DJ teacher, Neek Nice, shout out to her. She's amazing. She helped me out through all of this. She got like a virtual meetup with them and she put me on there. And so they recognized who I was and then they sent me some music from one of their artists. And then I remixed that artist. And now that is the official Phenomena remix for Ill Town Sluggers and DJ Young Fresh Prince. And it was a true blessing.
Are you sure you're 17?
Yeah, I'm 17. I was born in 2006. Yeah.
Now, I'm not the last guy or the first guy to tell you you're an old soul, right?
Yeah, we always say I got the old soul to know how I go. You feel what I'm saying?
All right. Well, we're going to get it on the 10th. Go out to kidneywalk.org/Maryland. Learn about the National Kidney Foundation and the Kidney Walk and saving the lives of special people like you, young man. DJ Young, Fresh Prince. Did you watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Did you
I grew up watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's no question, right? I grew up watching Fresh Prince. I'd be saying all the lines. Like, I'd be saying to my mom, I'd be like, Posse out. I got that from Fresh Prince. I'd be saying that, like, every day. So I grew up watching Fresh Prince, and it's a blessing because years ago, I had went to a Jazzy Jeff concert. And so then one of his artists, Dane Jordan, he was like, have you met Jeff yet? He was like, have you met Jeff yet? I was like, no. He was like, come on in. I was like, wait, what? And so he took me backstage and I had met Jeff. And I was like, wait, what? I'm meeting Jazzy Jeff. And so then a day later, he had followed me on Instagram and he's watched me ever since. And I'm like, bro, this is crazy.
Man, you're leading a great life. I tell you, you're going to be a superstar. I can't believe you're 17. I mean, that's kind of the crazy part of all of this, but yeah, DJ. I mean, Parents Just Don't Understand came out in 88. I was at the beach and we were, and I know you're going to find this hard to believe. There wasn't an internet then. So if you wanted to learn the words to the song, like write them down. So we literally, there was some beer involved and we were not of the legal age. I shouldn't be telling you that, but this is 1988 and it's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So We wrote down the words the Parents Just Don't Understand because we love the song. So if I request that, you would play that too? Or it's not really all that hip-hoppy, though. You probably want more Summertime. You get something more, right?
Yeah, Summertime is slowly coming to an end, but I'll probably play it just to close out the Summertime, you know, as fall starts to hit.
Summer never ends, brother. Summer never ends. September 10th, National Kidney Foundation and the Kidney Walk, saving the lives of my new friend and my new house DJ here, LaVon Prince Thomas, better known as it says right on the screen, DJ Young Fresh Prince. Hey, man, we'll see you on the 10th. I'm glad you're doing well. I love talking music with you. I love your taste in music. And at some point, I'm going to come out and let my hair down and dance a little bit. How about that, all right?
Now they'll let you whip your hair.
You keep... Play something good, man. Yeah. You know what? If I requested Let It Whip by from the 70s. What band was Let It Whip? Was that Daz? I think it was Daz. Let It Whip. You got that one?
Yeah, I got that one. I got that one saved.
Do
I
you
love that
know?
song.
So you know all these songs.
I
I
know
could
all
come
of
out and
them.
have you do all 70s disco, 70s funk.
I could take it to We Want the Funk. I could take it to James Brown. I could take it to the Bee Gees. I could take it to
Ohio Players Fire.
I could take it to ABBA. I could take it to everybody.
All right, man. I'm bringing my belt buckles. We're going to go spin them. Everybody get out and support this great cause, the National Kidney Foundation. I talk about it all the time. Sante happens every year. So does the Kidney Walk. This is on September the 10th. Find them at kidneywalk.org. You can find me at Pappas and Glen Burnie on the 29th. We're going to be interviewing in Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman. I'm looking forward to spending some time with him. It's been a little while since the beginning of the plague and on the Crab Cake Tour. We had him over at G&M years ago now. So it'd be good to catch up with him. Also on the 15th, we are at Fade in Lexington Market with our Coppin State crew and our partnership with the Eagles. We are their flagship for the basketball program. And of course, Larry Stewart, who is no stranger to this program, coming back on. That is September 15th. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Man, I'm going to be listening to nothing but hip hop beginning from here. Grandmaster Flash is coming up next. Back for more right after this.